The KT boundary marks the end of the age of dinosaurs and the beginning of the age of mammals. But does the KT boundary really signify the absolute end of all dinosaurs? Many experts believe that dinosaurs are still among us.
At 65 and a half million years ago, the age of dinosaurs came to an end. After that point, mammals were the dominant land-living creature. However, it's important to remember that although the age of dinosaurs came to an end, the dinosaurs themselves did not. Well, it turns out that one branch of that group survived, and that's the great group of birds. Birds themselves are the descendants of creatures very closely related to things like Deinonychus and Utah Raptor. And so birds are, by definition, part of the dinosaur group. So the dinosaurs survived, but I have to say, all the really cool ones died out.
This extinction event was not only distinctive for its speed, but the force of this blast is almost unimaginable.
There are numerous kinds of extinction events. Some can be local, where only a few plants and animal species are affected. Some can be regional, where quite a few species get it. And then there are those events that are so enormous, they make modern Hollywood effects look like an Ed Wood movie effect.
Scientists were initially at a loss to explain how this could have happened. One theory pointed to global warming. Climate change had probably been a major factor in the first dinosaur extinction, so it seemed a likely candidate in the second one. The fact that the blast impacted on land and sea creatures alike seemed to support this theory.
Extinction is actually worldwide. It's not just a terrestrial phenomenon. It doesn't occur just on land. In fact, most of the really spectacular extinctions have been based in the oceans. So we have whole groups of animals which are simply not around today. And extinction in the marine realm is really for the same reasons it occurs on land.
In 1980, an unusual discovery would finally lift the veil of mystery. What Dr. Luis Alvarez and his son, Dr. Walter Alvarez, uncovered set off a firestorm.
In 1980, when Luis and Walter Alvarez were looking at the sedimentation rates, they weren't really interested so much in the extinction of dinosaurs. They were looking at measuring the rate of sedimentation of deep ocean sediments. One particular little layer, though, however, showed a whopping increase in the concentration of the metal iridium. I mean, they calculated if you were to spread the amount of iridium in this layer, that adds up to a total amount of material about equivalent to a 10-kilometer diameter asteroid.
A 10-kilometer asteroid. That's 6 miles wide. The size of Mount Everest.
The reason why an asteroid was looked at as the cause of the iridium spike at the KT boundary is because asteroids have an enormous amount of iridium in them. The Earth has iridium in it, but because it's a heavy metal, most of it settles towards the center of the planet. But this thick layer of iridium that separates the Cretaceous and Tertiary periods clearly was an anomaly, and it had been deposited over a very short time.
But something else supported the asteroid theory.
Along with the high levels of iridium, they found something even more fascinating. Shocked quartz. Shock quartz is a form of quartz that has a very different structure. Under incredible pressure, the crystals within the quartz are deformed and actually fractured. Well, under magnification, you can see these deformations.
There was only one other place where scientists had seen shocked quartz. At the site of a nuclear bomb test that was conducted at the Alamogordo Test Range in New Mexico in 1945.
Shock quartz was first identified at the site of an underground nuclear bomb test It's that kind of force that causes this particular quartz to form. So finding shock quartz mixed within the high levels of iridium was pretty darn clear evidence that something massive had hit the Earth.